7.
On board with the pathway to citizenship for illegals. That's what the latest Fox poll says. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney here at the helm of this little ship called America Tonight. Boy, some choppy waters when it comes to immigration, because this is like the same old song that we've been hearing for 3 decades, which, by the way, how many illegals do you think we have in the United States? The number that I keep hearing is 11 million, but how do we know 11 million? I don't know, give or take an extra 5 or 10 on top of that. I'm going to give you all the skinny on what the poll says and also some things to think about that are not being talked about when we look at the role of legal and illegal immigrants in the fabric of our culture and what's happening ultimately state-wise and federally, as far as dollars are concerned. Meanwhile, a sheriff in Wisconsin, I love this story, encourages gun ownership. No budget, no cops, you're on your own. So what do you think's going to happen there? And I love this sheriff. I love him because he's not afraid to take on the mayor of Milwaukee, where he just pointedly says, listen, we have so many laid off and furloughed cops. But if you call 911 and you wait, that's not your best option. You know, you can beg a violent criminal for mercy. You can scurry under the bed and they know you're there. Or you can fight back. Take a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. All of a sudden, everybody's after the Milwaukee County Sheriff. His name's David Clark. And the mayor of Milwaukee, you might remember him because he was running against Governor Scott Walker in that whole recall thing. His name's Tom Barrett. I mean, he lashed out at Sheriff Clark, saying that apparently Sheriff David Clark is auditioning for the next Dirty Harry movie. But I say bravo. He's shooting straight from the hip because he realizes this is a big problem. And you have to understand, if your timing, somebody getting to your house when you call in and you're scared to death and somebody else has a gun or a weapon or whatever else, good luck and Godspeed. I mean, they laid off like 80 cops. So they basically have a couple of note takers and ticket writers that are going out there to help the people. So this is how serious it's gotten. If you check into the concealed carry permits in Wisconsin, there are about 155,000 concealed carry permits. And they keep going up. They got this thing called the Castle Doctrine. And it's when somebody who uses deadly force, and this is just Wisconsin, when somebody who uses deadly force against an intruder in their home, unlawful intruder in their home, business, or car, they're presumed to have acted responsibly. So once again, that's another gun law that's all over the map when it comes to states. But I got to say, I'm with Clark. He's basically saying it's up to you, but just realize you cannot call 911 and assume we are going to get there and we're going to be able to save you. And the whole thing's very ironic when it comes to Barrett, too, by the way, because he was beaten up a couple of years ago by someone with a tire iron. I mean, it was classic, just boom, boom, several times on the head. It's lucky he's alive. So the whole idea of defending yourself, you would kind of think he might be more on board with that. And the sheriff is saying, go and take the course. Get concealed and carry. Learn how to use a gun so you can defend yourself, because we're not getting there. And there's no money in the budget. So what do you say, fair or foul, on the sheriff who's taken a lot of heat? I'm going to throw out the digits, 855-266-KATE right from the get-go, 855-266-5283. I want to bounce back to immigration. Now, this is the big story for the 10th time in 30 years because it's convenient to bring it up again. And I said I would tell you the poll numbers just briefly because I don't want to barrage you with numbers right out of the chute here. But I said the 66%, and this is a Fox poll. 66% think there should be a pathway to citizenship, but only if the person meets requirements like paying back taxes, learning English, and passing a background check. Then 17% say all illegals should be deported. Another 13% prefer a guest worker program that would allow immigrants to remain in our country to work, but only for a limited time. So paying back taxes would be difficult to figure out, but okay, I get it. Learning English, that's always sticky because people get in your face about saying English is the first language. And passing a background check, I think the background check should be pretty obvious. I don't think that's sticky because it's different when you're talking about criminals, gang members, that kind of thing. It's a whole different ballgame, and nobody, Republican or Democrat, is going to disagree with that one. However, politicians are on both sides, opposite sides, and all over the map on this one, as they have been in the past. I'm going to let you hear what two different senators have to say, both of them dealing with illegals in their states. Marco Rubio, the new senator, seemingly new senator, freshman, sophomore senator, I'll call him. When it comes to immigration, he talks about the cost. And John McCain, longtime senator from Arizona, a border state that is plagued by problems with a legal influx of so many coming out of the shadows and into the blocks of Phoenix homes and areas around Arizona, creating a lot of problems. McCain thinks it's a good idea. Listen to what they both have to say.
There are people that are concerned about how much this is going to cost the American economy. We have to be frank about dealing with those issues. This country owes $16 trillion. By the same token, I think we need to be honest with ourselves about how important immigration is for our economy, for agriculture, for guest workers and other laborers.
I think everyone agrees that it's not beneficial for our country to have these people here hidden in the shadows. Let's create a system to bring them forward.
All right, so here's the bottom line. What about the cost? You heard what Rubio had to say. Another thing to look at that a lot of times isn't looked at is what happens on a local level and state level where most of the social services for illegal immigrants are provided. We're talking about money. So if you look at immigrants paying taxes, getting access to Medicaid, for example, or food stamps, that costs about $29 billion, I'm going to say. That's the latest number I have. And that goes back a few years. I think it's even higher. But the solid number I can tell you is $29 billion. And this is from 6 years ago. So if you look at the reason illegals come in, do they create a large deficit? Is there a problem with their heavy use of social services like the ones I mentioned? And what about the lack of understanding English and education? What about the low-paying jobs, then, is what they qualify for? And then the small income tax contributions, because that's what you would be talking about. On average, the costs that illegal households impose on the federal monies are less than half that other households have, but their tax payments are only, ready for this, about one-fourth of the other households. So you got to look at the money in a much different way. Stay with us. More to come on this now bipartisan group trying to get something done on immigration next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
And the problem that we have in this country. One, don't forget about our final nail the score of the season. It is on our Wednesday into Thursday show in the third hour. Should be awesome because we have the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers, the Battle of the Harbaugh Brothers. Maybe somebody wins. We had a winner, Dave in Vermont, to start the season off. Maybe we have somebody who closes the season off. And it could be you if you have no clue what I'm talking about. I'm going to fill in the blanks for you. You call us up. We do it for three segments in our third hour. You tell us who you think is going to win the game and what you think the final score is going to be. You don't have to know diddly about football. After all these people who call themselves experts, if you watch, even the guys I love, like the Fox guys, Howie and Jimmy and Michael and all those people, or you watch the CBS, or you watch HBO, or any of that, you know, they tout themselves as experts, and they're just picking teams, And they're just sometimes throwing numbers out at you, even if they look at every single factor in the game. It's like playing Keno. You know, the one time you took that trip to Vegas and you had stars in your eyes and you thought you were going to win $1 million, either on the slots, playing Keno, or maybe you were going to stand at the craps table and hope that you could learn what people were really doing there because you heard a lot of excitement and screaming. So you decided you would go and stand along the rail. The thing is, it is like Keno. You're just telling us what team and what the numbers you think will be, what the final score is going to be. Very, very intriguing, this Super Bowl, without a doubt. I have high hopes that it's going to be a close one. So R.J. Bell is coming up on our next show. Pay attention to him. He's going to tell you some of those factors that might be useless, but he could give you a few hints along the way. So that's our Wednesday into Thursday show, third hour. So really Thursday in the a.m. hours, and I can't wait for that. And then coming up next, we're going to chat with a couple that I met called the Coltons, and they have a book out about calories, naked calories, and they talk about some foods that you probably might be chowing down, even with dip, that are much better for you than some of the other stuff that you're eating. And if you're watching what's happening with people, it's crazy, this whole flu thing. I just saw a story about, I think it was Barry Manilow got the flu and said it was the worst flu in his life. And I've had about four different people in my world tell me that they had a horrible bout with the flu where they were dealing with it for maybe like a week or so. And these were people that were relatively healthy, in good shape, supposedly were trying to eat better, not that they didn't eat some crummy foods, but they caught that flu, and man, they are down for the count for a week, for a little bit over a week or whatever, and there's a lot of people that are getting sick. It is that time of year, but still. So the conversation with the Coltons at the bottom of the hour is killer. If you just listen to some of the foods, just remember them in your head, jot them down, and then maybe you're halfway home. At least some of the stuff, anyway, will help you. And like I said, Barry Manilow, I mean, he got bronchitis and influenza at the same time. Ooh, now, you know he's canceling things right and left. How in the world could he even sing if he had both of those things going on? Then there was a deal with Barbara Walters, who's in her 80s, and she gets chicken pox. And it was so bad that she had to be hospitalized. And you think, chicken pox? Did you get the chicken pox when you were a kid? Did you have the chicken pox when you were a kid? You know, I never had the chicken pox. I never had the chicken pox. I think people around me in school had them, but I never got the chicken pox. And I thought that was scary to see. I mean, she's in her 80s, but they say when you're an adult and you get them, it's terrible. It's not like, ooh, you look, you know, your face is wiped out and you got a crash, you're exhausted, and, you know, you're going to be down for a while, but you're going to be okay after this. It's terrible if you've never had them, and then you get them when you're older. So that was kind of scary, I think, watching that. So the Coltons, pay attention. That's enough said about that. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. We talked when I first opened the mic about the immigration problem. So Marco Rubio is one of the people that you heard talking about the costs. And he said that he never, because he was criticized for doing a piecemeal kind of approach to immigration, and he says that he never had any kind of a piecemeal approach whatsoever when it comes to immigration, that he thinks that there needs to be some sweeping reform. So what's interesting is, and why I brought this up at the top, is you actually have an agreement on immigration reform, but We've been down this path before. I know you know it. I interesting enough, I can remember where I was when there was a lot of protests happening across the U.S. I was in Vegas. I was on a trip in Vegas, and it was 2007, and there was all kinds of protests that were bubbling up in Arizona, in Texas, in New York, in Florida, a blowback to people who wanted secure borders and other people who were saying there has to be an amnesty road. And so there was a real clash that was happening. Now you have this bipartisan group of senators that reached this agreement, at least on the principles of the legislation, to rewrite the immigration laws that were never enforced. And whether we have 11 million illegal people or we have 18 million illegal people or whatever it is, man, there is massive details that will have to be seriously ironed out to negotiate this. I don't see massive success with this either. So the president says he's committed to doing something, enacting some kind of comprehensive immigration legislation. He's in Nevada. Tuesday he's going to lay it out. And this is all part of what the Senate's doing, too. You got 8 senators that are endorsing this. It includes Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin and Robert Menendez and John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio among them. So you got Republicans and Democrats, like I said, bipartisan. But this push has been on for a really, really long time because you have to look at paying back taxes. I said at the top, 66 people in this Fox poll said that, yeah, they think there should be a pathway for immigrants, for illegal immigrants, but they have to pay the back taxes. Now, where's that back taxes coming from? Oh, pay a $10,000 fine plus, let's add up your back taxes. Okay, that's number one thing. I don't think that's going to get people to come out of the shadows. Could be wrong, but I don't think most would come out that way unless they already had money to begin with and this was a way to become a citizen. You know, one of the things that the senators are calling for is for the people that are already here is a better way to secure the border and tracking the people that have visas. Also, reforming the legal immigration system, including awarding green cards to immigrants who get advanced degrees in stuff like science and math and all that kind of deal from an American university. Also, a verification system so that employers don't hire illegal immigrants. And for the low-skill workers, to allow employers to hire them if they can demonstrate they couldn't recruit a U.S. citizen. How do they demonstrate that? I couldn't find anybody who wanted to do a janitorial service in the buildings that we were cleaning in the after hours. I couldn't find any Americans that were willing to do that. I couldn't find any Americans who were willing to, frankly, pick strawberries. I couldn't find any Americans who were willing to clean homes. So you get by my tone here and what I'm saying, that good luck in trying to demonstrate that you can't recruit a U.S. citizen. I don't know. Am I completely wrong on that? I'm going to say no, that I think it'd be tough to prove that. If that's stuck in the middle of this, that's going to be pretty tough. How do they do that? Go through a string of people that they're trying to qualify? I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's a stab at it. It's a stab in the right direction to do something. But the way it is now, I think they're going to have a lot of problems trying to vet it all out. We're talking naked calories next on ATN.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Very pleased to welcome to the show Neera Calton and Dr. Jason Calton. They've written a book that you're going to love this title. Is this a home run? You know how they say you have to go through titles? Naked Calories. Naked Calories. In our virtual green room they are. We're going to usher them in. I'm sure they're eating something that's pretty healthy for them. Hey, guys, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Kate.
So here's my question. Tell me about Naked Calories. You've caught our attention. People are listening across the country. They're wolfing down crummy, crappy things, as both of you know. So what are Naked Calories?
So we named the book Naked Calories because that's what Americans are eating so much of today. So let's define what a naked calorie is. First, food is composed of two basic components. Calories, which we all know, those are the fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. And then there's something else called micronutrients. And that we all know those too. Those are just vitamins, minerals, and essential fats. So when those vitamins, minerals, and essential fats are stripped away from the calorie for a variety of different reasons, then we're left with naked calories. And when we eat these foods, we just can't get in the vitamins, minerals, and essential fats we need to stay healthy.
There you go. That's great. That's that you definitely pitched it to me. If we met on an elevator, Dr. Colton, you sold me. Absolutely. There's no question. Mira, talk about it. You two, and there's a picture of you on the back of the book, and you are definitely, what you're selling is what you are. You both look very, very healthy. And I would imagine that healthy glow that you have, Mira, also is because of the way you're eating. And does it give you more energy? Because people are lacking energy. They're working so much, they're out of gas.
Absolutely. And not only that, your lifestyle habits further deplete you. So things like stress, everyone's so stressed these days. And what people don't realize is that stress is bad for you, not just emotionally, but it's robbing you of these same vitamins and minerals. So there's all these things. Our glow, I mean, yes, we are very healthy, but I wasn't always. I had the bone density of an 80-year-old woman when I turned 30.
Wow, you're kidding. So that's what happened. You started to change your eating habits, right?
That's exactly what happened. We started to look at why this has happened to me, and after 2 years, we were able to reverse it just by doing a program of micronutrient sufficiency, or getting enough of those vitamins and minerals.
Yeah. So let's talk about that, because that's big. Dr. Colton, talk about that for a second. Somebody was telling me the other day, with as far as vitamins and nutrition and what you need besides health, that the calcium thing, which Mira just talked about, is so big, but yet, for some reason, people just don't get it. Do you have to hit them over the head with that and vitamin D?
Well, we want to hit them over the head with the word micronutrient, and we want them to get that in their vocabulary. You know, we don't want you running out to the store today and buying calcium and vitamin D, and then tomorrow it's CoQ10, and the next day it's iron pills. You know, we don't want to look at it like that, because there's so many different micronutrients that can become very confusing very quickly. So in the book, what we tried to do is just come up with a 3-step program to becoming what we call micronutrient sufficient. So instead of taking mega doses of one or another, or really focusing in on the individual micronutrients, instead, through proper eating and awareness of the lifestyle habits that we may have, as well as for some people whose lifestyle habits and eating might not be perfect, a well-formulated multivitamin, between those 3 steps, we can create very easily and very inexpensively micronutrient sufficiency across the board that can help to prevent and reverse disease.
What are some of the best foods, Mira, that people can eat? They could start right now. So let's say they say, okay, I'm going to get their book and I'm going to start doing this. What are some of the good things they can do? Like locally grown food is something people talk about. I would imagine that's good. What are things that they can do?
Good job. Yeah. No, absolutely. There is not one food that I can say is the same for somebody in New York as it is for California. That's going to be the healthiest thing for them right now. Because eat what you see growing in your neighborhood. This is how, when we traveled around the world, we saw people eating this way in all the 100 countries that we traveled to, in those remote villages that were the healthiest. People who eat locally grown food get the most nutrients in their food, because as food is traveling, they're losing micronutrients as they're exposed to air, heat, and light.
So what about, here's another thing that all of us do, and I bet, and in your book too, by the way, because I looked through your book, and I'm in halfway through the whole book, but I've gone through the beginning of it. I've read a bunch of the chapters. And in the very beginning, it's cool, folks, they have on page 25, are you micronutrient deficient? And you go through the checklist, and of course, I've been changing my eating habits, and I'm looking, I'm saying, holy cow, maybe I'm not doing enough here. And one of the things you have on there, and I noticed it, I was just at a conference this weekend, is I drink carbonated sodas. Are carbonated sodas bad for you, Doc?
Oh, my gosh. You know, there's so many different factors about carbonated sodas. First of all, a lot of them, because they're carbonated, have something called phosphoric acid in them. And basically, phosphoric acid is an ingredient that's used by these companies to keep the bubbles bubbly. And so that can deplete you of your micronutrients. Then, of course, there's sugar, which sugar depletes you in a lot of different ways. But what a lot of people don't realize is bad about sugar is it doesn't come with any of its own vitamins and minerals. So in order to be metabolized by our body, you have to donate those vitamins and minerals, or that sugar robs them in order to be metabolized. So in that way, sugar is a micronutrient depleter. Also, high fructose corn syrup, the same basic thing. And caffeine can be in those sodas too, and caffeine can deplete calcium. But to talk about that sufficiency quiz that you were just talking about, your listeners should know that they can take that same exact quiz. It's in the book on our website. It's a free 50-question quiz, and it will let them know where they fall between the sufficiency and deficiency, you know, and it just gives them a nice snapshot.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Doc, another question about it. I've started to eat a lot of spinach. That's good, right? Thumbs up?
Well, spinach is another one of those foods that, although it is healthy, it contains something called oxalic acid. And for individuals, especially people like Mira, who was suffering from bone density issues, or in her case, advanced osteoporosis, we want to be real careful, because although a 10-ounce bag of spinach might have about 280 milligrams of calcium in it, by the time oxalic acid takes its toll, we're left with about 28 absorbable milligrams of calcium.
There you go. All right, here's something, Mira, I cannot, you were in PR. You know what it's like. You probably lived a similar life to mine, although it was broadcasting for me. What about, you know, the morning coffee, the teas, all that kind of stuff? Tell me about tannins. What's the scoop on tannins?
Well, the problem with tannins is that, well, they're found, first of all, in your coffee, tea, but a lot of people don't realize that they're also found in berries. They're found in, they're the wine. It's what makes you sort of pucker up. Now, coffee, we want to be cautious when we tell people not to eat coffee, not to drink coffee, because in reality, the amount of calcium that it's leaching can really much be taken care of with adding milk to your coffee. So we want to be careful about that and not scare people too much. There's also so many antioxidants in coffee that it's actually really, it's the highest in antioxidants. Now, the tannins, on the other hand, like oxalates and phytates, are naturally occurring in the foods. But what people don't realize is this is another micronutrient depleter. Tannins actually deplete you of iron and calcium, magnesium, and zinc. So all of these minerals that you think you need and that we know you need, you're not getting when you're drinking something with tannins. So especially if you're iron deficient, make sure not to drink anything with tannins at mealtime, because it really will pull those needed iron right out of you.
Oh, and who knew that? I'm thinking in my head, coffee with meals and how big that is for a lot of people, for example.
Red wine at the end of the day with dinner.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. That's huge. Just separate them, in other words. So if you were going to have a little of this, better to separate when you're putting them together. Is that right?
Yeah, it's absolutely right. And again, we're not telling people to change so much all of their lifestyle habits. I mean, we still enjoy wine with dinner once in a while, but we make sure that we understand that if we're going to be doing this, we need to make sure that we're also taking in foods throughout the day that are going to provide us that iron, you know, in a different way when we're not having the tannin drink with the meal.
Yeah. Doc, there's another thing, because this world is so overprescribed, I think, and we know that some of the medications people are getting, unfortunately, are also depleting them, aren't they, of the micronutrients they need? Tell us about that.
Oh, my goodness. It is. It's one of the biggest problems. In fact, micronutrient depletion is one of the biggest side effects of both over-the-counter and prescription medication that most Americans never hear about. You know, we often tell people that micronutrient deficiency is the most widespread and dangerous health condition of the 21st century. And that's because, according to the USDA, over 90% of Americans are deficient in these essential vitamins, minerals, and essential fats. And the real problem with that is when we become even slightly deficient, we can start to create what we call chronic health conditions. And these could be things like headaches, aches and pains, poor sleeping habits. But when this progresses over a period of time and these deficiencies get deeper, this can turn into things like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and even obesity.
Oof. All right, another thing that I found in the book that I love, love, loved, and it really just hit me between the eyes, on page 88, folks, they have this list, right? The clean and the dirty dozen. So I see on the dirty dozen, apples, celery, strawberries, peaches, spinach, and then it goes on down, grapes, etc. And I'm looking at it saying, oh, no, this is stuff I eat. But what you're saying is you have to buy them organically. Why organically, or is that a dumb question?
Well, no, it's not a dumb question. First of all, we don't want people spending money and wasting their money on foods that they don't have to make more expensive than they are. So there's some foods that have been proven not to carry very much pesticide residue. So those we call the Clean 15, and those are absolutely great just to buy in a conventional grocery store. Now, the dirty things that are covered and coated in pesticides, unfortunately, those are a lot of the snacks we give our kids. So those are things that it's really important to buy organic. Another new scientific study that actually just came out this week actually told us that pesticide residue is actually causing micronutrient depletion. Not only is it toxic, not only can it have all sorts of horrible side effects in your system, but now it's actually robbing you of these same micronutrients. So it's just really important to watch out for that.
Yeah, people can go again onto the website, and we have an area called the Discovery Center, and they can download their own copy of that Clean 15 and Dirty Dozen so that they can save the money where they don't need to buy organic and know which ones are probably most important to do so.
You guys are terrific. Amir Carlton and Dr. Carlton, they are the picture of health. You can pick up their book everywhere, including Amazon.com. Guys, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The blunder of the day. So let's go to the daily salute first, because we haven't done one in a very long time. But there's this cool 9-year-old out of Chicago. Her name is Alexandra Sheridan. What did she do that makes her so special that we are going to salute her? Well, check this out. She was driving a car with her mother, and suddenly her mother had her blood sugar drop very low, and she lost control of the car because she has diabetes. So the 9-year-old Alexandra turned off the key to stop the car. She prevented it from crashing into a tree. Her mother was driving at wild speeds before the car actually came to a stop, so she was well over 70 miles an hour, at least at one point. And she had some chocolate bars in the car. The little girl got a whole bunch of chocolate bars out and started giving them to her mother. And then the police came, so nobody was injured. She actually even went through a stoplight. So thank goodness for Alexandra Sheridan, because she saved her mother's life, her own, and who knows who else she saved, because her mother passed out behind the wheel during a diabetic emergency. So bravo, some applause for this young 9-year-old. Yeah. I mean, you gotta love that. The mother now is going to get a medicine pump, the insulin pump thing, because that had to be scary, realizing she could have killed herself and her daughter. But the daughter thinking like that, pulling the key out, that's amazing. I mean, what a great story. So often we jump on the airwaves and we're talking about terrible things people are doing. And we're going to bring back the Daily Salute. I think that's a good way to start things out. All right, the blunder of the day, without a doubt, belongs to Manti Te'o. It's just so easy to beat up on this guy, but it belongs to him because of now what a character or cartoon figure he's become for everything fake. PETA put Manti Te'o on a billboard promoting fake chicken. Yes. I mean, the jokes abound. They do. It's the gift that keeps on giving. It's still the craziest thing ever. And on the billboard, there's a picture of Te'o, and it says, sometimes faking it is better. I mean, you got to give PETA credit. They are clever when it comes to some of their ads, especially print ads, billboard ads, that kind of stuff, because the tagline is, you know, sometimes faking it is better. And it's got instructions to score faux chicken Super Bowl recipes, and it's on their, you know, website. And they talk about, they go through the copy and say that he might have been buffaloed, get it, by a fake girlfriend, but sometimes fake is actually better. That's why they created the billboard pushing football fans to avoid unnecessary roughness to chickens on Super Bowl Sunday by intentionally grounding real chicken wings and opting for play-action fake foul instead. And what PETA means is the birds that get slaughtered for the wings and other body parts are dumped into tanks of hot water while they're still conscious, and then, ooh, all the sick details that'll make you not want to eat wings at least for 5 minutes. And that's not covered under the Humane Slaughter Act, I guess. I wouldn't want to watch that happen, I got to say. But this is just one of many, 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 many ads, I think, that are going to spoof him. I heard through the grapevine, and they wouldn't give me the specifics, but that there are going to be some other Super Bowl ads where he's going to be mentioned in some way, his image or whatever, and it's about being gullible or people being gullible and that kind of stuff. So score one for PETA. How often I don't agree with some of the things they do, but in this case, I'm going to say they are very clever when it comes to advertising, and they know they have to be to get people's attention, and that was a pretty good one to bag on him. It was easy to do the faux thing, let's say. Often at the end of the hour here, when we're making the final turn, we'll rifle off a few things at you, and at the top we talked about the immigration problem and this bipartisan solution that's going to be launched. We'll see how far that goes. And we gave you the Daily Salute just there. And, of course, we talked about better things that you could eat with the Carlton's and the naked calorie, things that you don't realize that are loaded with bad stuff and some of the other things that you could look for instead. One thing that we didn't mention is the fact that this is a crazy story. F-16 fighter jet they think might have crashed during a training exercise over the Adriatic Sea. The Air Force is saying that the Italian-based pilot, the whereabouts, just unknown, the status unknown at this point. The Coast Guard in Italy are looking all over the place, but they got some poor weather conditions, so lots of fog and problems with that visibility thing. They saw a fuel slick, and they think that this is, you know, might be what they're looking for, but they lost contact with the pilot with the F-16. It happened, you know, about 8 o'clock at night. Boy, you think of, you know, every once in a while we get these freak accidents like this, and you hope that this guy was able to get out before the plane crashed. And of course, they're trying to, it was a training mission, so there's just one person on board. But who knows if they're going to find him in time, because that's that search and rescue, and it was so late that there wasn't a lot of daylight to go and do that. So can he survive if he somehow parachuted into the water? You know, this we don't know at this point. And when you've got a helicopter, you got four Coast Guard cutters, you got four other commercial boats that are combing, were combing all over that area. You had Coast Guard divers that are ready. They're ready to go. First thing, first light, to see if they're able to find that pilot. Sad story. Every once in a while you get that. Every once in a while we hear about an F-16, and a lot of times the pilot gets out in the nick of time before the millions of dollars goes up in smoke somewhere. Because the impact of that plane, too, if it hit in the wrong area, would be tremendous. But it looks like this went into the water, and maybe there weren't any other casualties from what they're saying. But they still don't know. It's still kind of iffy at this point. Speaking of iffy and sticking with the water theme here for a second, what happens when you're walking down the beach and you notice, wow, there's some weird, bizarre foam that is covering the beach that I've never seen before, and also streets? This happened in an Australian town in an unexpected deal when people were walking along, and all of a sudden they didn't even notice it, too, because there was like a little bit of fog, but they're in 10 feet of foam. And they say this is just a freaky side effect of Tropical Storm Oswald, which caused a whole bunch of damage throughout the whole Queensland area. Because you have a massive waves that are pushing pockets of air, that's what happens, into the ocean waters that produces that foam. I've seen that foam before, but not, I've seen it once at the Jersey Shore, but it was hardly 10 feet. And so just in little tiny areas, and I guess that's what caused it. Who knew? I didn't know that pockets of air slamming into the ocean water caused that, but at a mass amount on the beach. But the tourists and other people were taking lots of pictures in it because it really was pretty cool. It looked like soap. It looked like someone threw a whole bunch of soap in there. It was blowing around all over the place. And a lot, there's even a bunch of YouTube videos. I went on YouTube and I saw a few of them. I even saw a car that came out of the foam looking like it was just all of a sudden was rising from the deep, if you will. And I think nobody expected that car to come out of there. So it was really, really crazy stuff. All of this from a tropical storm. Who knew?
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being?
Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.